Abram is not called to leave his father's house and the land he knows to become a wanderer in a strange land because God wants him to be lonely and miserable. Abram is called to leave his father's house because it is through giving up and it is through letting go that Abram can grow towards the light. It is through giving up and letting go that Abram can be blessed by God. So we take on the discipline of Lent, not because God wants us to be miserable, but so that unhindered by husk and by dead wood, we can grow towards the light, be fed by the light, and be blessed by the light. Nicodemus comes to Jesus. And yet, Jesus has made the greater journey in coming to him. The word of God, which is light and life, empties itself and is made flesh, a human being like you or I. Nicodemus' effort in seeking out Jesus is nothing in comparison to this unfathomable mystery. And this too reminds me of the seedlings on my windowsill. Their straining towards the light is a matter of a few millimetres. It's nothing at all compared with the great distance the sun's rays have travelled to them. And it is the sunlight itself that attracts them and that feeds them. It is the sunlight itself that gives them energy and life. This is a good image to keep in mind during Lent, because self-righteousness is the great hazard of this season. In fact, self-righteousness is the great hazard of the Christian life in general. The thought that apart from God we can do anything, the thought that we can work our way into God's favour, this thought will be our undoing. Like the seedlings on our windowsill, we can grow towards the light. We can reorientate ourselves to maximize our exposure to the light. But it is only because of Jesus that we have new life. And it is only because of Jesus that we have the sense of direction and the energy to grow towards him. Jesus is the light that enlightens everyone. Jesus is the light that awakens new life. Jesus is the light that attracts, that gives a sense of orientation. Jesus is the light that gives energy for growth. The kingdom of God is a matter of new life. In conversation with Nicodemus, Jesus speaks of being born again. Born from above. Elsewhere, Jesus speaks of the tiny mustard seed and of the sower who went forth to sow. The gardener finds joy in the new life of the seedling bursting forth from the seed. The gardener finds joy in the unfurling of the tiny curled green thing, joy in its desire for the light, joy in its growth. And so surely does Jesus rejoice in our new life in him, in our desire for his light, and in our growth in love for him and for each other. To him be praise and glory with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.